This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I drop dimes like the chef Steph Curry. Did I say him? I'm like Jerry Rice, precision routes. Like, what was the safety from the Browns? I forget his first. I tried, baby.
Why did he do it?
Did we ever find out?
Stanford
now,
route.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Did we ever find out the safety you were thinking of?
Stanford route.
You remember him?
Stanford route, safety.
Nah, I don't remember.
Yeah, from the Browns. I thought that footage was deleted.
What footage?
That.
Oh, no, that's going to be around for a while.
Yeah, I let my kids hear. They were embarrassed. It's
were
all
they?
Good, kid. Mia was laughing. What are you doing with your hands? I said, I was spazzing. Yeah.
All right.
What you got?
I got a lot.
Stay in the three.
No, I'm not.
I think by the time
we're... You want to bet?
Well,
you're known to make bad bets. You want to bet?
That's never been echoed.
Okay,
what
then
do you
make
bad bets. I've made bets, but... What do you mean bad bets?
You made bad bets with me.
I just won our last one.
You want to make another one?
No.
This would be a really bad one.
I think
one.
When Willer comes in, you'll be like, you know what? I can't just...
No.
I'm going to look so bad.
No.
I'm in my own head.
Nope.
I'm going to stay till three with Goo.
I wasn't asked, and I've got a commitment. It's really that
All
simple.
Right.
Maybe if I would have gotten a little notice, maybe if our director of sports would have been... On top of all the scheduling, he could have made a request midweek, and I could have made adjustments.
Where'd you catch the end of that Giants game? I know you
didn't
make
it
home. Yeah, that's what I figured. But
it doesn't matter where. I watched it.
Yeah, I didn't need to know the exact. But
you want to know? I was at Sam's.
I got you.
And Sam's was jumping because there were a lot of people who were going to the tourney games at Chase Center. A lot of Texas Tech fans, Arkansas. Oh, God, I can't believe Arkansas lost that game. Boy.
I think the Giants got a bullpen, Stoney. Millers, Rogers, and Walker held it down. And then our guy comes in here, New Jersey Ken. Oh, yeah, I don't know about the bullpen. Bullpen kept them in the game.
But 2 feet away from tying the game.
It's the biggest joke of a bandbox in the Major League Baseball.
I agree with you there.
Everything gets to the warning
track.
Dude,
it was only
6-4,
man. Yeah. Wilmer Flores, Donnie, that was a big 3-run jack.
Yeah. That'll buy him some time.
Well, he's healthy. And when they won 107,
oh my God.
Darren Ruff, they could do no wrong, guys like that. So we'll see.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors back in action tonight. They play the New Orleans Pelicans. They've only played one time in the last 5 days. You got to believe they'll be rested. The Pelicans are playing without Zion, without McCollum, without Trey Murphy. So you would figure this is one the Warriors should get.
No doubt. And they're seventh. I don't like, there is no room for air. You know what I mean? It's not like, damn.
I got a question for our listeners. And I get it. We're not in Memphis, but why did Taylor Jenkins get fired?
I'm going to take a crack at it.
44-29.
I'm going to take a crack at it.
He's the winningest coach in Memphis history.
All right.
And they're 8-12 in their last 20.
Yeah.
But Morant's been hurt. Why did Taylor Jenkins get fired? Why do you think?
All right. So I sent on the Vine a couple days ago a video. They were playing the Utah Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Memphis Grizzlies. And one of their leaders, Desmond Bane, during a timeout in front of the whole team and coaching staff, shoved Aldama.
Mm-hmm.
And shoved him like with some mustard on it. And I said right there, something's going on, and I respect Jenkins to the point, Steiny, he runs hot. This is just me going Perry Mason. I think he went after or tried to have some words with Bane in the locker room, and maybe that got ugly, escalated, and then it was one of those things to where, you know what, maybe Bane was pushing him because he didn't like what Jenkins was doing, but I think they might have got into it. And the players always win, right? And that's why he got fired with 9 to go. I don't remember anything ever remotely coming close to this with 9 games left, a team solidified a playoff series, and him getting ran. So that's Perry Mason. That's what I'm saying. I think Bane got into it with the head coach after Jenkins said, I won't check you now because I'm old school. I'll check you behind closed doors, and maybe that got ugly. And they sided with Bane.
Yeah, I don't know. My first thought is it's non-basketball related.
All right. Wouldn't you consider that non-basketball, like why they were shoving each other, and then if you stood up to them, like you can't do that,
and then they got into it. I just...
Like when you say non-basketball, do you have like
impropriety or something like that? And I'm not going to speculate beyond
that. Personally didn't.
Something happened.
Conduct?
Yeah, something like that.
Nah. I think with the players.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure it'll come out at some point.
So are you afraid of Memphis, or do you think this will galvanize Memphis? Because it could go either way.
Let's take a look at that word, afraid. No, I'm not afraid of Memphis.
I'm concerned of their talent. I'm afraid of their talent because they got Ja on a good day, Aldama, Jackson Jr., Stoney Pippen. They got players, man. Bane, they're a good team.
They are, but the Warriors have always had their number when it matters most.
So you are not afraid of Memphis, even if they had Jenkins?
No. No, I think it's – and Warrior fans, feel free to jump in here at 888-957-9570. There's a lot of different scenarios that could play out, and the one that – I got to believe 90% of Warriors fans do not want them to play the Denver Nuggets in the first round.
Yeah.
It makes sense. They haven't beaten the Nuggets in 9 attempts, their last 9 attempts. If you play the Denver Nuggets, they are going to be favored, and they have your number. So I think you'd rather have anybody but the Nuggets, but listen, you guys are the Warrior fans. Doesn't matter who you may or may not end up with. But keep in mind, right now, we're in the play-in. We're in the play-in.
Man.
And
we are, man.
They're either going to have to win it. Where they're at now, they're going to have to either win a game or they're going to have to move up in the standings to get into the playoffs. This is interesting. From the 415, David Blatt from the Cavs is the precedent in this situation. That's right.
But wasn't that early?
I'd have to look.
I thought Black got ran early.
I can't remember.
Wow, Black.
415 saying he was fired from the Eastern Conference leading Cavs midseason. Okay.
All right. But this is way past me, Stoney. This is they got 9 games left.
Yeah.
So who coaches? Assistant?
Yeah, probably.
What if I asked you, what's Ja lead at? I'm not saying he's not. I just want your answer. What's he elite? We know it ain't shooting.
Scoring. He scores.
I was going to say athleticism.
Yeah, he's a great athlete, but he brings more to the table than just athleticism.
Well, let me tell you what he's not elite at, Stoney.
What?
Staying healthy.
Well, it's because he can jump out of the gym, and what goes up must come down.
And I'll tell you this just about the Warriors, Stoney. If the season ended today, it does not. They got Minnesota. Like, I don't like that. The first game of the play-in would be them hosting Minnesota. Yes.
Okay. Well, they beat them 3 out of 4 this year, although they haven't played him with Butler. But you would think that that would give the Warriors even more of an advantage. But
the Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
7, 8. I think I don't want to go to 8. If I'm a Warrior fan, I don't want to drop to 8.
No, road game. I can live the box.
I can live with 7. I really can.
Man,
but I can't.
They've yet to win a play-in game. I'm just telling you, that's the history.
All right.
The Warriors are winless in play-in games.
Okay. I don't think that matters one iota. What do you think it does?
No. Okay. But it's just a factoid that I don't like.
You know, there's a lot of teams that haven't won a play-in game. The ones that don't have to play in a play-in game.
Well, there you go.
So.
But I'll tell you what. Remember, I still got PTSD from Memphis ending our season here in a play-in game that went overtime. Steph didn't score in overtime.
Or like the last 10 minutes of the fourth quarter.
And Wiggins shot a 3 that didn't hit no iron, Stoney, and I could hear the splat right now.
Here you go, Goo, from the 408. Guru, yesterday was one of my favorite Goo moments.
Now, that warmed my heart.
There you go.
I needed to hear that. Thank
you.
There you
go. Yeah. That's from the 408.
I don't know about ratings, though, but yeah. Let's get to it.
Hey, here's a news flash for you real quick.
Da-da-da.
Adam Silver said the All-Star game was a miss this year.
Shocker. What are they? This is bad.
And there's no timeline for
David Stern,
NBA
God
expansion.
Rest his soul, never had to sell his soul to fix his league. They played. They took pride in the All-Star game. Guys were in the dunk contest. The shooters were in the three-point contest. And now look what we have. I hope they go to wherever the guys are from, you know, their home locales, and we play it like that globally. The All-Star game. That I think, will get the pride thing kicked in here. I do.
He addressed that, and he said, I'm not sure about the U.S. versus the world because the world's too good.
Wow.
The world's too good.
I would say bring it on now if he's going.
We got nothing.
We got Cooper Flagg. He'll be an All-Star next year.
How about LeBron?
We got Bron.
Curry.
Anthony Edwards, Cat, help me out.
Okay, they have Doncic.
Dame, Giannis.
They have Giannis.
Okay, they got Giannis. Well, Embiid's done. He wouldn't help us anyway. He ain't on our side. Who else we got, Snotty? Well, Banchero, De'Aaron Fox, Kay Cunningham, Brunson.
That team gets beat by 18.
Snotty, stop. Randall.
I'm playing. You're just naming guys now.
But we got... Shout out Dave Fleming. We got some guys, yeah.
Let me ask you this question as it relates to the Warriors. Where are you at with Jimmy Butler? Jimmy Buckets!
You've planted this seed, and that's why I'm mad. He's still terrific. He's changed the season around. But, Stoney, I think I'm getting to the point now, like when I tell my kids, okay, hey, you've been missing curfew. You got one more time before I bring the hammer. I don't need you to tell me when you're going to be assertive. Be assertive when the damn ball is tipped. He's kind of playing with my emotions, and I kind of know. I'm like, well, he's pacing himself. So, Stoney, I say that to say is he's kind of dragging this. You know, I know when it's go time, but it's go time now, JB. So give me the JB.
It's not the playoffs yet.
Well, technically it is because
no, it's not.
Trying
not
to get,
for
we're
Jimmy.
Trying to avoid. See,
not
and that,
for
and,
Jimmy
and that's
Butler.
What I guess. There's a little irritation, a slight irritation on that if that's what he's doing. All he's right. beating to his drum, and you should beat to the Warriors' drum.
One of the things we're talking about is Jonathan Kuminga's role for the next 10 games with Gary Payton out of the lineup, and Steve Kerr has made it clear he's gonna have J.K. play the role of Gary Payton the second, wants him to pick up full court, wants him to defend, and needs him defending well team defense-wide.
Yeah.
And the way I am looking at it is I feel like I'm going to look at Kuminga. It doesn't matter what's happened up to this point. Kerr said he's going to play him and told him what he needs out of him, so let's see if Kuminga can rise to the occasion the last 10 games. Here's what I'm worried about.
Give it to him.
And I don't think there's any way to sugarcoat this. And I'm not saying it's going to happen, but this is what I'm a touch worried about. Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green, they have seized control of this team.
Oh, no
they
doubt.
Are the guys. And Steph obviously is one of the guys, but he does it in a different manner. The danger with Jonathan Kuminga, I think right now, the biggest danger is if he doesn't come through in the last 10 games, or he doesn't impact the game in a way that everybody wants, that's when I worry about Butler and Draymond Green.
That's interesting.
If Butler and Draymond Green don't think that Kuminga is, you know, dog enough or good enough or, you know, unselfish enough or plays defense enough, they are going to be able to let Kerr know that and Kuminga's going to face the brunt of it.
I keep saying that's interesting, so I won't, but I'm feeling that, and tell me if I'm wrong. I think we've seen at different junctures, and communication's the key to life, right? And whatever you do, I strongly believe that, right? So that could be harsh communication, but communication's better than none. And we saw against Toronto, Jimmy Butler leave both his feet and stomp his feet when either with Santos, Post, or Kuminga. You know, one of them went to miss the assignment. And I was like, wow. Now, these are all pros, but they're young guys. And I'm thinking to myself, if I was the young guy, could I handle that? Is that just Dre being Dre and Jimmy being Jimmy? Then we saw Dre do it to Post or Santos or Kuminga or all three. So when you just brought that up, I had flashbacks to that. And again, at the end of the day, that may mean nothing. But, Stani, I would hope leaders know that when you're dealing with guys that maybe aren't on your level, you got to lead and come down to a certain degree because you don't, like a fish on the hook, you don't want to lose them as you reel them in. So I hope, you know, we don't have to see that. But as excited as Dub Nation is for this Jonathan Kuminga chance, Stani, I'm in the same line saying we're going to see more Gui Santos now. Like, we're going to see Gui play, naturally, just because Kuminga's going to do, you know, get more. Like, the people that have been lobbying for Gui, like, I'm excited for him. Like, don't forget that part of it. Like, it's a domino effect.
Yeah, I don't.
We're going to see more of him because of GP2 being down.
We might. I don't know who lobbies for Gui Santos. I think people appreciate some of the things he does, which aren't the things that Kuminga's great at. And I think there's some fans that think, well, if Gui's going to do all the dirty work, we may as well use him in there. And, you know, he can give us something that maybe Kuminga can't.
Am I being foul with this assessment real quick here? Mm. If we went down the Warriors roster and checked the boxes of just all around the intangibles, I think Gui, Pods, Moody would have more boxes checked than JK. Would you agree?
Yes. But intangibles?
Well, the one thing, but JK is, his box is bigger than those three.
What do you mean?
Like, him on a good day can, he
does score more than those guys.
No, he can impact the game
too. But he hasn't so far in his career outside of scoring.
But I think that's what these, you know, the playoffs and the 10 games left and Kerr saying what he wants to see him do on the defensive end. Like, I know you're going to scoff, but Stoney, for J.K. to be a better defender or a better help defender with all the athleticism he possesses, I just think that's, I want to say, kind of lightweight easy. And maybe that's why fans are getting frustrated.
What's easy?
Like, dude. Know where you're supposed to be.
Gotcha.
You know, it's read and react, but come on, man. You can do it.
Defense,
we're not asking you to grow 8 inches overnight.
Defense,
you know what I mean?
Not easy.
We're not asking you to shoot 50% from three. It's get on the floor, get dirty, know where you're at, and right now, if you tell me, Goo, ask me, Stoney, what's the one memory you have of Kuminga this season?
What's the one memory you have of Kuminga this
guarding
season?
Guarding Rui Hachimura out of bounds and not Wiggins getting beat by Reeves and you just being in a whole nother hemisphere. Like, you weren't even looking. That's what I'm talking about. It's one play and unfair, but how do you improve that?
Repetition, practice, commitment, focus.
Studying.
Yes. Well, it sounds to me like you're souring on Kuminga.
No, I just, it's the same record. But Kerr's saying I'm going to play it again, and hopefully the tunes are better. We'll see tonight.
How many Warrior fans agree with this? This is from the 415 on the Comcast Business Text Line. Steiny and Goo, JK took advantage of every opportunity when someone's gotten hurt over the course of his career. It didn't matter. Because once they came back, Jonathan Kuminga went right back to playing less minutes.
Okay, that I like that, but this is different. And no, GP2's a part of this team, but this is different, Steiny. If you click and you're on, I don't care who, Jesus could come back, and Kuminga's going to be, you know, you can count on him. I don't know if you could count on him right now.
Kuminga?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that you can either right now.
And that's why I'm looking at the OGs. Have they? And you could say it's not my, you know, I ain't going Aaron Rodgers, Steiny. It's not my job, the responsibility to get the guy that's supposed to be my replacement. It's not even nothing like that. But I'm asking you, do you think the vets have made it easy for Kuminga? I wonder how he would answer that. And I'm not saying that's playing out on TV, but I'm telling you what's playing out on my TV. When he has the ball, it feels like the offense is stopping. Nobody's even moving or cutting to help. It's not like Kuminga, you missed Steiny on. He was wide open. It's just like they're expecting him to be Moses. And then he's dribbling. Okay, I got to. You know what I mean? It's like, what happened to the fluidity?
I mean, he's always, you know, he's kind of an ISO guy.
That's
which isn't a bad thing.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be a bad thing on this team, but you know, now they have two ISO guys and Kuminga's the second best isolation player after Jimmy Butler. You know what, you brought something up that I've always been fascinated with. And you said, Steiny, are the vets making it easy for Jonathan Kuminga?
I would love to know.
The answer to me is one of those things that's called what's the word when it's easy, but it's hard. It's both things. Not an anomaly.
Easy, but it's hard.
It's a paradox. Maybe that's the word. It's a paradox. Because, yes, like you've said this a million times. Oh, Steiny, Kevin Durant, Jimmy Butler, they're going to play. It'll be the easiest basketball they ever play with Steph Curry. And you know what? I think you're right. Playing with Steph Curry gives you opportunities on the floor that you wouldn't have if Steph Curry weren't on the floor.
Right.
However, there's no doubt that after four titles and having won the way they won with the offense that they've played, it's not easy to play with these guys for two reasons. One is they're unbelievably skilled. They're unbelievably smart. They know how to win, and their standards are very high.
Then how did Pods figure it out?
Pods is playing
because they only got a few point guards. If he's not in Kuminga's way. I had to throw that out there. They don't cancel each other out. But how did Pods figure it out and make it mesh so easy?
Because Pods plays hard, and I'm not saying Kuminga doesn't, but Pods does something. Pods brings something to the table every game. It might just be rebounding one night.
Charges.
He takes a few charges. He's made a few threes. I think Pods may have earned the trust of some of the veterans because of how hard he plays. But I'm sure he drives some of the veterans nuts, though, too, because I think at times he tries to do too much. But I want to get into a little more of that.
And I want to read something to you. Somebody text in.
As it relates to, let's say, Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler. And the question is, are they easy to play with or are they hard to play with? Because I think it's both. I think they both have a point.